Good morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and this is your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the Stop the Hit Coalition. Sorry, we know many of you are on vacation, but we have a bit of news. The House is expected to take up two bills to cut back on regulations and a resolution disapproving of the UN's Israel action next week. That would give Donald Trump bills to sign early on in his presidency. Happening today, John Kerry will lay out what he believes a two-state solution should look like in Israel. It's a direct response to the outcry in Jerusalem over the UN's resolution condemning settlements in the West Bank. A few moves on the personnel front. Kelly Ward has been named the interim head of the Democrats' redistricting effort. That group, which Eric Holder and Barack Obama will be involved in, is a hot destination for Democrats these days. And Hillary Clinton alum Mike Smith is the new finance director for the DCCC. Juan Rodriguez, who ran Kamala Harris's Senate campaign, is opening SCN Strategies' Los Angeles office. Rachel Bade reports that Paul Ryan's plan to fine people who livestream from the House floor might be unconstitutional. And the Washington Post reports that the U.S. is ready to punish Russia for its election hacking. Happy birthday to Susanna Quinn. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.